this beat is tight. This beat is tight. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again. This is your boy, Jeremiah, welcoming you to another episode of It's Time to Play the J. I'm so excited to talk to you guys for a little bit today about one of my favorite rappers of all time. His name, as you, if you know the beat, you know the song, my boy Tupac Shakur. In lieu of the fact that this is Black History Month and that USA is about to release an amazing, it looks amazing, a new documentary on the unsolved murder cases of the notorious B.I.G., where Brooklyn at, and Tupac Shakur, I just wanted to take a few minutes just to open up a conversation about the life of Tupac Shakur. Now, I know the hip-hop game has evolved. We have new guys on the scene like Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, and even Drake. And I think as rappers, there is a responsibility to speak for a community that does not have much of a voice in our society. I as a kid growing up in the South Bronx, I loved hip-hop for the fact that they spoke about things that I saw happening with my own eyes in my community. I love rock music. I love Prince. I love Michael Jackson. I love my Spanish music. I even love my church music. But there is a specific language, a specific culture that is represented through hip hop. And I feel like nobody embodied that like Tupac Shakur. I have felt that no one has come close, maybe Kendrick, to actually being that voice for the people of this, of certain communities like Tupac was. I love the fact that Tupac used his platform to be a voice for people. And that's, I think that is a good example that many of us should follow. Many of us come from places, come from families, we come from a culture, we come from a specific populace that needs a voice. And so if you've been given a platform, if you've been given an opportunity to speak and share your gifts and let the world know what you're capable of, I think that platform should also be used to speak for those who don't have a voice, to reflect those that don't have anyone speaking up for them, right? And so I think that one of the biggest gifts that Tupac gave to the music industry, to culture, to society, was being a voice for people. And that's why, in my opinion, he deserves to be in the conversation of the greatest of all time. I get it. His flow was not the same as other greats like Rakim, like Notorious B.I.G. or Big Pun or Eminem or Nas or Jay-Z. But I think that when it comes to the gifts, when it comes to the contribution, he's unmatched. He's unmatched. He's unrivaled by anyone. What is your thoughts? What are your opinions? I want to hear them. You can send me a message. Let's open up this conversation. Once again, I want to thank you guys for taking a few minutes just to hear me out. Until the next time, this is your boy Jay. Love y'all. Peace.